Welcome to this Rock the Flock podcast. Listen to the full two-hour show each Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. on 89.7 WJHO.
Welcome to Rock the Flock for the week of Sunday, November 9th, 2025. I'm Greg Wyckoff. What is Rock the Flock? Well, just get ready again this week because God has sent. He sent who was supposed to be on the show. And it's, I have just a feeling with what God's laid on his heart, you'll know what Rock the Flock is all about. But it is for independent Christian artists. It's a place for the, they have a platform for their music, their testimonies, and most importantly, how God has spoken to them through his word. So get ready, buckle up, because from Nashville, Tennessee, welcome to Rock the Flock, Josiah Dake. How are you doing, brother?
Doing good. Thanks for having me.
I love that name, man. That's a cool name.
Thank you.
Well, your first radio interview, which I told you is totally awesome, man. So I'm ready. I'm just ready to hear what God has planned for the rest of this interview, man. What's stirring in your heart that is going to bless the listeners?
I honestly love to be able to share Christ through my music and being able to share his love with others. And so I really hope that this interview really brings light of who Christ is in the gospel.
Amen. Well, I tell you what, get ready for it. We'll be right back. Josiah Dake right here on Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio. Thank you for tuning in. Joining us this week from Nashville, Tennessee, Josiah Dake. Josiah, as I say every week, if you've listened to a podcast or a show, you're at the door of the Rock the Flock house. And literally every week, it gets, there's just more and more people inside of it. And that you've knocked, the door's open, and they want to know who's at the doorstep. Who's this new family member coming in? So who is Josiah Dake?
Yeah, of course. I am a folk Christian artist, originally from Cleveland, Ohio. And I've been playing music for a long time. Started out with piano before I could even, probably before I could even speak. And would create melodies, when I was really young. And started really picking up guitar when I was in high school and playing for the church when I was 15. And then that led me to go to college even for music and worship and media arts. I graduated with a degree in worship and media arts at Moody Bible Institute in downtown Chicago. Mm-hmm. And then with that, I didn't really know what I was going to do. I was looking for church jobs, and the Lord just put on my heart to write more music. I already wrote a few in the past throughout college and whatnot, but Lord connected me to more songwriters and ability to write a lot of music for him. And he's given me the gifts of writing and of singing, and so I want to reflect his will in that gift.
I believe we have a mutual friend who's helped you a little bit.
Yes.
Sam Wood. And I know Brother Sam, after our interview, when I asked him basically how long does it take you to write a song, and Sam doesn't mess around, man. He doesn't stop till he finishes it. He said if he has to stay up all night long, he's going to finish the song.
Yeah. Sam has definitely helped me in the last 2 years. I've probably started doing the whole performance thing more 2 years ago. And he's up in Detroit, and so I've been going up there probably once or twice a month to do a songwriter round or just some kind of showcase with different artists that are up there. And is really building a community and of different Christian songwriters and all different kinds of genres and age groups. It's quite amazing sharing the gospel through that community.
That is, it's really neat what Sam does, and he what just a godly man he is. He's just the epitome of, if you googled the word a cool man of God, Sam's picture would pop up.
Yes, Sam would.
There he'd be. Well, I didn't know you were going up that much up there.
Yeah, I do go up there quite often. I'm still in Ohio, so it's not too far from me. Okay. So about like 3.5 hour drive, so it's really not too bad. So I help out any shows that he has. I'll help him out. I love the community and love being able to share the gospel with other people that come to the show. And I actually just put on my own songwriters night at my home church here in Ohio that I grew up in. And so that was really, really fun, really cool to like take a small traditional church and just like invite the whole community out to see local performers. So, and I also had Sam come down for that. So that was really cool.
That is really neat. Well, I tell you what, when we come back, we're going to get into the Word of God. You've got a verse for us and kind of why you picked that verse. So I'm ready to hear that. So we'll be right back with Josiah Dake right here on Rock the Flock Radio. It's Rock the Flock Radio. Joining me this week from Cleveland, Ohio, even though I said Nashville, Tennessee, Josiah is a star everywhere. We might as well just say Detroit, Nashville. And he will be part of Nashville because we have a lot of artists in Nashville that are going to listen to this show, and I'm sure they're going to have the opportunity to get you down. So, Josiah, we were talking about Sam, and we have to correctly do him right, because if we want the $20 for every name drop, we have to say Sam with the Normandies, so people can Google that and find him. Well, all right, sir. Well, this is the time where we kind of just peel everything back. You know, we learned about who you are, you know, a little bit about what God has done in the journey of your life. But this is where we get into what has the Word of God done in your life. And so we go to Scripture with that. So, Josiah, what is your scripture this week?
So I chose Romans 12, 1 and 2. I'll read it and then I'll kind of explain why. So I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. So I chose this mostly because I didn't want to choose the way of life that this world might choose, mm-hmm. and to go on living just every single day without seeing that myself as a living sacrifice, and to die to myself every day for the glory of the gospel. And I think, just like the whole, like second verse says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed. And I think it's just really, you have to be like, renew your mind every single day to be living in the gospel, to be living in the light, like pray that God will just guide you along that path and not to be in the world. I think that's also, like the path of this music that I've been, you know, doing, the last like 2-3 years, deciding to like, okay, I'm going to write music just for, you know, to further the kingdom. And like, because I could be writing music that, you know, just pleases the world. And I think, like it kind of goes cross back to what I was saying, like God's giving me the gift, so I'm going to use it for his glory. I'd say to, yeah, I think just to not conform to the world, you know.
You see, and it's, that's a heavy verse, because this world wants you to do everything in its power for you to conform to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, once you have like a good job, like there's a lot of social pressures that it's like, oh, you have to have a good job, you have to, like, I don't know, dress the way people dress, you have to like look like the part. And I think like to live, well, to live as Christ's eyes gained, you know, to be able to like take up your own cross, to die for yourself, to put these things of the world to death, you know, to and say to like God, like renew my mind, renew my thinking, to be able to align with yours and like show me your will in my life. And it may not be like the perfect job or like that salary, Lord, if I can like glorify you with my music and that others can come to know you through my music, then Christ be magnified and like further the kingdom, Lord.
Amen. Well, you led perfectly into our next segment, because now that we have the Word of God taken care of, because that is the most important thing on this show, when we come back, we're going to talk about your music. So we will be right back with Josiah Dake right here on Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio. Whether you're listening on the airways of 89.7 WJHO, streaming online at 897WJHO.org, or I'm just going to apologize up front again, because now you're on a podcast you found called Rock the Flock, and you can't get away from it. And it's because of wonderful guests. Not that I line up for this show, but God has specifically picked them to come on the show. And it's for his glory that they're here. And this week, I have a humble man of God that God has blessed us with. Josiah, we've talked about you, which is hard to do because nobody really wants to talk about themselves, you know, but you did an amazing job with that. And then I felt and I knew something special was coming, because when we got into the Word of God, I saw you ease up. And just neat how God speaks to us. He comforts us through his Word. And then now I see a smile on your face because we're going to talk about your music. And I know it's tough, man, because we'll just go ahead and say it, because this is a real show. You got a toothache, man, and I know you're struggling. Man, this is tough to get through this, but thank you. Thank you. So your music, you have a song we're going to be playing in a minute, but when did you know, because you said you started playing a piano from as far back as you can remember. But when did you know that I'm supposed to be playing this piano or play this instrument, and I'm going to play it for the glory of God?
I think I'd say probably back in high school when I picked up guitar, and I just started playing for youth group and a little bit on Sunday mornings here and there, just some like hymns and some contemporary songs like 10,000 Reasons and just like some simple things. And just even though it would oftentimes just be me, and I'm like, I see other people leading worship at churches, I'm like, and that's when I kind of had wrote my first kind of worship song back in high school. I don't think I would say it's completely finished, but it's something that I've worked on like all throughout, like even up to now, that I'm like, this is almost like two songs probably, but something that I'm like, I could definitely go back to this. Something I just, been working on when I have had the time. I'd say probably the Lord opened my eyes to know that I could use that gift to bring others to Him. Probably when I was 15 or so. And then, I don't know if I said, I did anything too much other than playing in church. Then I really pursued it once I, was out of high school. I took a year in between high school and I went to a community college, and your college that was close to me at least, and it was very different atmosphere. I didn't know anybody there or anything. I'm like, okay, you know what, let me just go to Moody. It was a very Christ-centered atmosphere, a lot of uplifting community, and I went for music, and I'm like, I don't know what else to go do, so I'm like, let's try music. And if anything, I think a lot of it taught me the biblical community, and surrounding myself with the others and brothers and sisters in Christ, and lots of theology, and which has just urged me to write even more theologically correct music, even if it's worship or in the folk genre. I think it's just pushed me even more to know my calling to, and that God's calling me to write music for Him.
And then what a cool thing, because you have a story that no other artist on this show has, because there are artists that I know have traveled from California to Nashville to record, or have gone from the East Coast to Nashville to record. I know of a guest I'll have on in a couple of weeks who sends his songs to Poland, but he physically doesn't go to Poland, and his songs are recorded over there and sent back. You go to Argentina physically go to Argentina to record, man, that is pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, it's definitely been a blessing being able to have done that. I went back in April and tried to get as much as I can done. And then I went again in the same year. It's just crazy to think about in September, end of September. So I'm using a producer of a guy named Tyler Philip Radcliffe, if you are familiar with him. Another name drop, so be aware of Tyler. and he found this guy somewhere online, and he does everything, like you said, the guy with Poland. Mm-hmm. He will write all of his, like, do all of his scratch tracks, send it over to Argentina to this guy. Lucas is his name in Argentina. And so then he connected me with Lucas in Argentina, and I was telling, the song that you're about to hear, I recorded a scratch track and sent it to this guy in Argentina. I'm like, we'll see what he does with it. He creates this really cool mix and does everything. I'm like, okay, wow, this is actually like really good. And then I like contact him over just Instagram, and everything's like, you know, all online. And I'm like, hey, this is crazy, but what if I just flew there like in like next month? And he's like, I guess, yeah, if you want, you can. it's been amazing to be able to have that opportunity. And then the second time I went, I wrapped up probably like 7 songs, like, or at least half of those I wrapped them up, and then other half I was like had got started for the next next season of dropping music. So,
as you said, you sent a scratch song, and that song has a name to it. It's called Still Small Voice. What encouraged you to write that song?
So I wrote this song Still Small Voice with my friend Sam Wood from the Normandy's band.
There's another $25.
And yes, it's going up. So, Still Small Voice, the lyrics come from 1 Kings 19:9, when the Lord speaks to Elijah. And basically, Elijah's standing on top of the mountain, and he says, like, Lord, why are you sparing me? And he says, I'll just read here. He said, I've been very jealous for the Lord, the God of hosts, for the people of Israel have forsaken your covenant. Jealous for the Lord, the God of hosts, for the people of Israel have forsaken your covenant, thrown down your altars, and killed your prophets with the sword. And I only am left, and they seek to take my life. And then he said, go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord, and behold, the Lord passed by, and a great strong wind tore the mountains and broke into pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind, and after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake, and after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire, and after the fire, a sound of a low whisper. But in the first king, in the sorry, the mixed words. What is it? Sorry. New King James Version, it says, still small voice. So that's kind of, this is ESV. That's kind of like mixed up my wording there. But yeah, it says still small voice instead of a low whisper. And so I was sitting down with Sam in his living room, and he's like, pulls up the scripture, 1 Kings 19. He's like, okay, what do you think about this? Elijah standing on the mountain. I literally just like took the guitar and started just strumming it and singing through the whole passage. And then this song came out like probably an hour later.
So. And here we are. So to, I call it like it is, to world premiere it. Why don't you do the honor and intro the song for us?
Yeah, my name's Josiah Dake, and this is my song, Still Small Voice.
Thank you for tuning in and joining the show this week. I hope you enjoyed all the amazing artists that make up this show. They're cool music, man, and I try to rotate it around. It's a two-hour show right now, but I think we're fixing to go to 3 hours, and then eventually this show will be a five-hour show as the music log continues to grow. So thank you for sending me your music. So I've told all you artists, it's in a safe place. It's a place where that music is prayed over. And I pray that through a song that's played on this show, somebody will seek the Lord. It'll say that song's talking to me right now, and that's the Lord talking to you, and it will lead you to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. On that path, someone who has pointed us that way through this whole interview, Josiah Dake. Josiah, thank you for, again, taking the time, in especially in the midst of your uncomfortableness right now. But I really appreciate it, brother. It's been an honor to meet you. It's been an honor to interview you. It's been an honor to find out who you are, the man of God you are, and what God's been doing in your life. So before we tell everybody how to connect with you, can we go to the Lord in prayer?
Of course.
Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you again for another week, Lord. Thank you for all the artists on the show. I ask you to protect them, to continue to bless them. Heavenly Father, I pray for this show. Lord, I pray that you'll expand it beyond what I will ever be able to see. That you will raise all these artists up, Lord. Lord, I ask you to raise Josiah up. To be with him, Lord, to guide him, to protect him, to send angels to walk with him. God, that you will continue to bless his pen, to bless his hands as he plays the instruments. God, that you will give him words, Lord, that lead the listeners to you. God, send him to the right doors and walk with him in each and every step of his life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, all right, brother, since you are worldwide, I mean, you're in Cleveland, Ohio. You fly to Argentina to get your music done. Man, you are, man, that's up, that is up there, man. You are elite, elite, okay? How can people connect with you? Because they're going to want to know how to not follow you, like I said, but connect with you so they can hear your wonderful music find out even more about you through it. But then you can maybe point some people to Christ. So how can people connect with you?
Yeah, so I am currently on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and as Josiah Dake Music. So, and Dake is spelled D-A-K-E, like cake, but with a D. And also YouTube. I'll be kind of need to start putting more videos up on YouTube and all that. But and then also starting to release more consistently with Spotify and all the like Apple Music, all those other streaming platforms. So
it's hard to find time to do all that, isn't it?
Especially, yeah, going to Argentina. And like, maybe eventually I will start to do more stuff online. Like, him and I are still working online. Mm-hmm. But as far as, like, we're getting a lot of the tracks recorded, I just got a lot done when I was over there within, like, 3 or 4 days. So, yeah, definitely helped. So.
Well, all right, so... You need to go out, connect with Josiah, listen to his music, but most importantly, keep him in your prayers. And who knows, Josiah, maybe you and Sam can hook up and come to Alabama. You know, we may have something brewing right here. Maybe we just may put a trailer in a park. And line some artists up and get the two of you to come down and just blow it open for the Lord.
That'd be amazing. I love that. That'd be so cool to be able to share the gospel with the community there.
Well, you take care. I wish the best for you and the Lord will touch and heal your mouth if a dentist doesn't. You know, that you can get some relief, man. You may be the first artist I've interviewed that's been on pain medicine on the show. And you've done a fine job.
I'm trying to, you know, keep my focus.
I told you, I've been there. There's nothing like the feeling of a knife being shoved into your brain. You know, it
does. I know you're like, you told me, like, oh, I've got an opening this week. I'm like, oh, it's either this week or like January. So I'm like, might as well just go for it.
Well, you did, so, man, for your first radio interview, man, you did. You did a fine job.
Thank you.
So I pray the Lord will continue to bless you. And like I said, go out and check his music out, Josiah Dake. So Josiah, anything to close the show? Any words of encouragement? Anything you'd like to say? Do we need to name drop anybody so they can pay us any more money?
I don't think there's anyone to name drop. I think just, it's kind of crazy to, when it was Sam, though, and when you and I had talked on the phone before, and I thought he kind of like said, oh, this guy, Josiah, you got to talk to him, like he referenced me. But then I talked to you on the phone, and you're like, oh, you know him too? And I'm like, wait, I guess he didn't drop my name. I'm like, that's really cool that you kind of just came across me and like just with the whole like community that's being built. It's really something special to see just this entire like Christian songwriter community, the whole wave of it. It's really cool.
There's definitely a movement going on right now. Mm-hmm. And it is all, it's all over the country. And it's not just the country, man. It's in right. in Gouda, Holland, mm-hmm. with Miss Regina van der Rijk, what she's doing over there for the Lord. She's a Rock the Flock artist. Down in Mexico City, Canada. God's moving, man. He's... Mm-hmm. I've said it a couple times on the show. I'll never forget the theme. There were Chris and Diane. They were husband and wife. They led a... I was in junior high in San Antonio, Texas. I went to a youth camp, and the name of their song, which was kind of the slogan of the week, was God Still Moves. And God does... He's still moving. And He will continue to move until the one that sits at His right hand is released to come back to bring us home. And then that will be a glorious day when Jesus comes to take us home. Well, all right. Thank you for tuning in. That's Josiah Dake right here on Rock the Flock Radio.
Thanks for listening to Rock the Flock. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday evening from 7 to 9 on 89.7 WJHO. 897WJHO.org, 89.7 WJHO on the Radio Alabama app, or on Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.